Bravo, listening.
KI-7, QMD Mobile, monitoring 1-9.
WDADX Mobile, 1-9.
WDADX, KI-7, QMD Mobile.
Got you loud and clear. All right, we're on our way. On the way again.
Yeah, I'm kind of partial to the 1-9. I helped install it, so I kind of got a special place in my heart for that thing.
Understood. Well, I like being on the link system anyway. I like hearing different people from all over the place. And with the Echo Link and the DMR capability into the system is kind of nice. So, yeah, I've enjoyed this system.
I enjoy it, too. I'm surprised I don't hear more people talking on it. It doesn't seem to be as active as I thought it would be. Unless I'm just listening the wrong time of day.
Well, I listened to it all day yesterday, and it was kind of hit and miss all through the day, but there was always some sort of activity going on. But anyway, yeah, it's like any of the repeaters nowadays. Different groups that just talk to themselves and don't talk with any of the others, which is fine. And ham radio just doesn't have the activity it did when I was first getting into amateur radio. But one of the things I found when I first got in, just being on the repeaters, and if you heard someone, make a point of getting on there to say hi. The more friendly it is, the more likely people are going to get on it and start talking.
Yeah, I agree with you on that part. I still remember my first contact was, I was driving with my handy talkie, and I made a contact in, I think it was somewhere around Yuma, Arizona, or something like that. I was driving, and it was just kind of fun. The guy was really friendly, and he put my call sign in, and they sent me one of those first contact cards, you know, and stuff like that. So it's kind of a cool thing. When people enjoy doing it. And it's really nice hearing the advice of some of the old-timers that are listening when they chime in and give the advice. So that's kind of fun. So it's a cool hobby. Plus, it's technical and deals with electronics and the kind of things I like.
Yes, sir. I was talking to someone... it was yesterday after you got off the air. We were discussing hobbies and stuff like. No, it was yesterday at lunch. That's when it was. And I says that's the one thing I like about ham radio is I can kind of fit it into everything I'm doing, whether I'm sitting at home playing on the computer with my photography or in my one of my two cars. I've got a ham radio in each and. You know, it just kind of fits in everywhere. So it's a hobby within a hobby. You know, no matter what I'm working on, I can always have a radio nearby.
Yeah, I hear you there. It is kind of handy. I'm looking at some handy talkies too. There's some interesting stuff coming out. I saw a Black Friday sale I think it's by. Oops, sorry, I had to grab my wipers. I didn't realize I didn't have my wipers on, and I started passing the truck, and I really couldn't see where I was going. It was weird.
Well, that happens. Oh, shoot. Well, what was I going to say? I lost all train of thought. That's terrible. Yep. Oh, I have handy talkies. I've always had a bunch of handy talkies floating around, and to be honest with you, I probably got about 8 or 9 of them sitting at the house right now, and I don't use them. I literally just don't use them. I've got 3 or 4 sitting in the truck right now that I'd be willing to bet you over the last year, I might have touched one of them for a short period of time. They're nice as a backup, but I just don't utilize them the way they need to be utilized, which is hard on the batteries. That's the biggest issue. So, I, to be honest with you, I would not be surprised if you see a bunch of them on my swap table this coming year.
Yeah, I hear you. They have their purpose. There's Bofang has some interesting PMR handy talkies now. And actually, they got a regular one. I forget the model number. But it's a VHF. And it auto-tunes to live frequencies, so it'll pick up the, it'll scan for stations and pick up the PL codes and stuff like that automatically. I thought that was kind of interesting for traveling, you know, just going down the road and stuff like that. It might be kind of interesting.
Like I said, the biggest problem I have is just most of the time, if I'm traveling, a feature like that on a mobile would be great, but to be honest with you, if I'm traveling, a lot of times when my wife is with me, she doesn't necessarily like to listen to the radio, and if I'm not in the vehicle, I usually have my camera or something else in my hands. I rarely talk on the radio when I'm out of town. It becomes more of an inconvenience than it is fun. I actually, almost, my last trip up to the UP, if I would have found the power supply I was looking for, I would have taken my full rig system up there to play with it a little bit, but didn't end up working out that way. But, I almost, if I'm going to go on a trip with radio, it's got to be almost set up to do radio, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I hear you. I take my handy talkie with me when I go places, and then I'm in my wife's car. If she wants to go shopping or do something, I'll sit and play with a handy talkie and see if I can make contacts. I was up in the UP a few weeks back ago, and her and a couple friends were going to check out the Quaminon Falls. I was sitting in the parking lot there, and I made a contact. Heck, I forget what town it was in, but I made a contact with the handy talkie up there, so it was kind of fun. I know what you mean. They don't really have enough power to reach out much, so that's part of the issue. But I got, if I get that 991, I'm going to have an extra radio, so I think maybe I'll put the rig I have in this car, in my wife's car, and move the UHF, VHF back into this car. I'll probably drill a hole in the roof at that point.
If you need help drilling the hole, let me know. I'll be happy to do it.
Yeah, I might take you up on that. I did the last Subaru. It didn't work out too bad. It's more dealing with all the headliner crap to get everything out of the way. The hole itself is a piece of cake.
Just put it in the drill and hit the trigger. So, oh shoot! But anyway, yep. I'm probably not gonna be doing a whole lot more with radio this year, other than operate from the house as the weather gets worse, and this is usually my busier time on the radio is this time of year. Then once spring hits and I get busy, and at that point it's only work based. Oh heck! But all I know is that I've been watching the weather, and the weather is looking better and better for the weekend. So. I was a little concerned yesterday. They were talking about rain on Saturday, and that's when the parade is. And I told them, I said, if it rains, I'm not coming. I can't risk getting sick by trying to play in the rain.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Well, it'll be nice if it doesn't rain on Saturday. It'd probably be my final round of leaf blowing. I noticed a few more of them fell off the trees, and I got some cleanup to do. So I don't know, maybe if it doesn't rain, I ought to fix the door. I got a door trim issue where I'm going to replace a piece of trim that's getting kind of old and ratty. But, I don't know. I just remembered I got windows to put Rain-X on, and wipers to change, and all that winter stuff to get ready for. That time of year, lots of projects.
WD8DX, yes sir, agreed. I've been lucky, 2 weeks ago we did our leaves in our yard. The nice thing is with all the wind and stuff that we had, all the leaves are down, and we don't get much from our neighbors, so I don't have to worry about that so much, but we were able to get ours done and out of the way, which was a good feeling. Now it's just a matter of I got to get the snowblower up into the garage and get the tractor put away and basically get ready for the rest of the season. So, but, yep. That's probably about the extent of it. So, anyway, I am getting into Petoskey. I think I'm going to put the microphone down and focus on all the traffic. And you have yourself a good morning, and thanks for the ride-along, WD8DX.
Roger that. I just got a phone call, so I'm going to let you go. 73, KI7, QMD Mobile.
WAPC.
KE8VHB, radio check.
KE8WAX, yep, you're making it in there. Mountain Cliff.
KE8VHB, thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it.
No problem. 73, KE8WAX, we'll be clear.
KE8FTW monitoring.
Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Delta. Mobile listening in Northport.
BPM is testing. F8, BPM is clear.
Yes, Vanderbilt's on the line. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo, Papa, Mike, in Indian River.
KF8, BPM, WZ8N. Manistee.
Well, it's nice to talk to Manistee tonight. You have rainy weather just like we do here in Sheboygan County?
Yeah, I'd like to lie to you and say, oh, it's sunny down here. Oh, it's been drizzly today. Typical for the season. Name is Rick. I don't know, you might have heard me on the link system here. I've been listening all afternoon, and I'm amazed at how little activity there is. Go ahead.
Yeah, the same for me, too. I just kind of keep it on in the background, and there's not much activity going on. What's your call sign again, Rick?
Call sign is Whiskey Zulu 8 November, WZ8N, and I'm coming through an all-star node that I configured a year ago. Been sitting on the shelf in the on position, the lights are on for all that time, and I finally got my computer back online so that I can access it through the browser.
Wow, that is certainly a clean signal, that's for sure. It's all full quieting for sure. And I'm just working with my handy talkie right now. I've got a VHF antenna outside. I'm wired into it, coax into it, and I use this to monitor the system. Other than that, I've got a HF rig that I like to monitor actually more than I do the VHF.
Oh, yeah, I listen to a few fellas in the mornings. Now, since I first connected about a year ago with the network up there, over All-Star, it's grown quite considerably, and I wonder if, what I want to say, is there any special protocol at the members who use this adhere to?
Not that I'm aware of, but I am totally in the dark on All-Star. My son down in the Adrian area, he's got a node that he set up. He's the expert in the family on it. So I'm just amazed at how well the signal comes through on you guys. But I guess that's the nature of the technology as opposed to using our airwaves.
Well, I've got an Echolink system also that is right now there's something wrong with it. I think maybe the Microsoft people did an upgrade on on the computer that I'm using, since Echolink only works on Microsoft operating system. And gee, a fella a little ways, quite a ways farther than our repeater reaches in its present location. Tried to get in, affect a couple of guys, and they were unable to do so. I could see them try to log in, and the lights would flash on, but no audio either way. So anyway, such is life. And the All-Star offering is has been upgraded. I've been learned last night. Apparently, the quality has improved over what I have installed. WZ8M.
Those upgrades are what frustrate me. I'm thinking about Verizon and updating their phones and so forth. It takes me a full week to figure out what they did and how to utilize that technology again. The older I get, the less I appreciate upgrades, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I've got some idea. I have my my track phone next to me here. My wife is out. She's up in your area, a little close up in Traverse City. She had a doctor's appointment up there today. And I don't need all of that fancy stuff from the smartphones, but it seems that the general idea is that you've got that thing attached to your body 24/7, and businesses and people expect that you're going to answer it right away, too. But anyway, I tell them, I'll keep it with me during the day, but the rest of the time it's on the shelf. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sure they use it all just for marketing and tracking people around and find out what stores are going into and so forth. It's really kind of out of control, but I don't think there's anything much we can do about it.
Well, mine is, let's see, what do they call the different generations for the phones? My mind is failing me. Anyway, I don't have the latest and the greatest, and this is a used flip phone, so it doesn't have GPS tracking on it. I find that hard to live with. Anyway, enough of that stuff. Back to ham radio here. How long have you been licensed? Go ahead.
I got the technician in June, and then I upgraded to general in October. Actually, it was end of September I passed the test, so I'm new into this. My son, down in the Adrian area, he's been at it for 4 years, and he's kind of been coaching me along. So that's my history, just getting my feet wet and trying to figure things out.
Okay, well, real good. Congratulations. Well, I've had a license for a bit longer. Seemed to me I was first licensed in 63 or 64, something like that, somewhere in there. Anyway, I enjoy a lot of different modes. Last, you mentioned the HF. Have you had time to explore that very much?
Oh, yes, indeed. I enjoy that immensely. There are a number of nets that I've joined up on, and we exchange signal reports and things of that nature. And then there's an awful lot of people just trying to do long-distance DXing, they call it, you know, long-distance connecting. I have spoken with people in Europe and down in Mexico and up in Canada, and I think I have a South America in there as well. So it's certainly interesting, that's for sure.
Okay, well, you've explored a lot in the short time you've had your license. Good deal. Sounds good. May I assume that you're retired up there in the North Country? You said Indian River. I've ridden my bicycle through that area.
Yes, indeed. I'm into my 70s already, so I've been retired up here for a while, and kind of glad I found this. My son got me interested in this ham stuff. So it's really added a new dimension, and it's very interesting to talk with people in Slovenia and so forth. So it's kind of interesting. I think it's getting a little bit on my wife's nerves, though, because I spend less attention to the house.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, I've lived through, let's see, my dad was a ham. So that's what got me interested in it, and he passed on his equipment to me when he left this earth. So I've enjoyed using some of that, but you got to pay attention to the household stuff. I make my list out in the morning, and I got a little duty that I take care of. First thing before 9 o'clock, and talk to the guys for about 15 minutes on the repeater, during the weekdays, and I got my list and I attend to that, and then the stuff that requires, the household maintenance and some of the domestic chores, they get first priority, and so XYL is willing to overlook all of the time I spend on this. In fact, she suggests sometimes, why don't you go downstairs and use all that fancy equipment that you've got?
That's funny. That's funny. I guess I have to figure out what my balance is over here, but things are going well. Enjoying the hobby, that's for sure. And I thought for a while that maybe with the way elections and so forth were going, that we might be pestered by communications problems and violence and things of that nature. So I thought it'd be a good idea to have a second means of communication.
Well, the alternate means of communication is nice, and I think that there's rumblings out there and people dissatisfied and so forth, but that. Yeah, that's been growing worldwide. Anyway, tell you what, give me your name again, and I'm going to scoot out of here. I was talking about those domestic chores. I've been without female supervision for most of the day, and I expect that she's going to be coming back probably within an hour. I got to take care of a few things that are in the kitchen that I used up for preparing a meal, so I could let you go, but just to remind me again, pass along your name, please, and I hope that we connect up again, but I'm listening, WZ8M.
Very good, Rick. The name is Larry, and it's Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo, Papa, Mike, and I'm in the same boat. I'm expecting my better half to come in the door any second. So I'm going to be clear for the rest of the evening, I believe. Kilo Fox Heart 8, Bravo Papa Mike.
Good, Larry. Enjoy the evening. Say hi to the X-Whale for me. and we look forward to another conversation. WZ8 at clear.
Hey, UH Mobile.
Evening, Greg.
Oh, Mr. Jeff, what are you doing?
Just another day in paradise. Didn't get done last night till 9 o'clock. Could be fairly late tonight, too.
Oh, that sucks. Especially if you start early, that kind of blows. I'm getting another Durango done, and some of the pieces that were purchased are real pain in the butt.
Yeah, it's always something for sure. If it was easy, anybody could do it.
Yeah. It's real sad and gloomy up here. It's been raining for a good chunk of the day. It's not like freezing cold though, so I guess it's not terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, just wait. The colds are coming. Won't be long.
Yeah, I don't mind the cold too much. So, it's just when it's cold and raining, like really cold and raining. But cold and snow I can deal with.
Oh no, I'd rather have the cold rain. Not too cold that it makes snow or ice or any of that, but cold and rain to me is better than cold and snow.
Yeah, the way I'm looking at it is I'll be able to ski soon.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it, I guess. No tower work. That ain't happening. On either side of that equation.
No, absolutely not. Anyway. From what I've heard, usually antennas work the best when you put them up in the cold, so I think that's when my HF antenna at home is going to get put back up, is in the cold and sadness, because I want it to work really good.
Yeah, I've spent my fair share on the tower when it's cold, put link up for the TMR machine and Bay City there on top of the hospital. Has it been two Christmases or three Christmases? It's up there on Christmas Eve, putting the link up, and it was snowing and so cold I had a pop in my side pouch, and by the time I got to the top, it was froze, and the tower was only 100 foot.
That is actually kind of funny. That's pretty funny. Wouldn't be fun being on that, though. I wouldn't want to do that. I'm rather okay being on the ground in the wintertime.
Yeah, I'd rather be on the ground any time, but, somebody's got to do it, right? So, one of them things, and do what you got to do. Got to get her done, got to get it up. Wish we had more people that would climb.
I haven't done a whole ton, but I've done it before. So, it's just my schedule never lines up. So, one of these days, if my schedule aligns and you guys need help, I can probably do that.
Well, I appreciate it. I know we got some more stuff that we want to do, but not sure it's going to happen yet this year anymore. Got a lot done the last few years. Still got more I want to do, but If we do, we do. If we don't, we don't. It's better when you can put stuff up and not have to be on, go up and put stuff on the tower, you know. But that really makes it nice for putting stuff up.
Oh, yeah. Sure does. Anyway. The thing I'm not happy about is the fact that it's already getting dark. Soon it's going to be, I work when it's daytime, and I probably won't ever see the daylight. And by the time I leave work, I won't see daylight still. It's just going to be forever dark. It's going to be like living in Alaska.
Oh, I know it. I get to at least drive in the daylight, but I start in the dark driving daylight and been ended in the dark. I don't like that. I don't like that dark, that second half, you know, the dark. It makes it even harder to get through the day.
I don't mind starting in the dark. It's when I end in the dark is when it sucks, because, like, man, really? But you didn't do anything all day. And then, well, plus once it's dark and you're done for the day, you get back and you're just like, man, I really just want to sleep. And it's 6:30. And you really, it's not a great time.
Oh, yeah. Yep. 6:30 and it feels like about 11:30 at night.
Yeah, I feel like 5 o'clock feels like 7 right now. It's not great, but, well. Let's see. Sounds like a nasty PI on 633. It sounds like one of the cars might have hit the power line, so. Somebody's having a really fun day.
Yeah, they don't sound like it. Not at all. Need to find some more 83, 84, or 3Ks. Put some more DNR repeaters on the air. We don't have enough.
I've been looking, seeing if I can snag a 3K. I know where one's at. I just got to see if I can get it. And it's a UHF one, so. If that's the case, I can find a home for that real quick. And we'll get her on the network.
Yeah, I'd like to get one in Traverse City, permanent MI5. Even if we don't have microwave to it right away, hopefully eventually we will. Yeah, so I said come a long ways in the last couple of years with the microwave and putting stuff up and the partnerships we built. It's just almost a dying hobby. Mike's been working on it on the west side of the state too. He's put one up in Grand Haven and getting some microwave up, so they started to get on a bandwagon over there.
That's awesome. I've got a XPR 3500E I got to get Site Connect loaded into because it's got absolutely nothing in it right now. I've also got a 6550, but I don't really like the audio on those. That's got all the stuff in it, but that's a work radio. It's not personal stuff. So I got to be able to dump in a template for whatever customer that we've got that I need to work on their system for. Like, I've got a 7550 VHF that I use for work stuff, and most of the time it's just left on the Lafarge Presqu'ile capacity plus temper, yeah, capacity plus template, because they're cat plus multi-site. Because we do a fair amount of work over there, service work. So, I have that hooked up, or programmed up for it, and then we've got one customer that's Cat Plus single site right now. I think they're probably going to go to multi-site soon. It's also another, it's a cement plant. And they've got a couple tunnels. They got absolutely no radio coverage in the tunnels, so we're going to probably end up doing the same thing we did at Presqu'île, leaky cable into the tunnels, and probably an SLR 5700 in there. On the leaky cable. And they'll have multi-site there and be able to run their operations in the tunnel, because right now they've got one guy that goes down in the tunnel, one person at the end of the tunnel. And then the guy at the end of the tunnel's got to have two radios, one on a talk-around channel, so that way they can talk radio to radio, and then the other one to relay stuff over to control room and on the actual system. It's kind of a cluster.
Yeah, you'd think they'd just put a control station there where the guy is wireline back to the control room. Always something, that's for sure. Well, I don't know, the 6550s, everybody always talks like that's the work radio. Works better and sounds better than the 7550s. So, I think they're more rugged than the 7550s.
I'd have to agree, the 6550 is more rugged than the 7550. The speaker on it is kind of small, though. It's not the same as the 3500E. The 7550, or the 3500E's got a slightly bigger speaker than the 7550. And the audio profiles on it are, for some reason, slightly better, even though I feel like it's not a hugely different radio. But I just want to put, I want to get site connect on that and then just leave, get roaming all squared away on that and everything like that. So I got to get that taken care of. I got to see if I can talk to sales and see if I can get an Uber deal on adding Ipe or site connect to it or whatever I got to do for that. I can't believe it was purchased without site connect. I got it secondhand from another coworker downstate.
Yeah, I do a fair amount of driving around, and I don't know, I don't have it usually on roam. Of course, I use my All-Star node, so I do use roam. Like if I don't have a channel in the zone, I'll just go to the roam channel, and phone's ringing, I get a phone call. Keep it SWR.
Alright,
any T-Lake mobile. Kilo Echo 8, Fox Charlie Whiskey, monitoring 430 repeaters to St. Mary. KE8FTW monitoring.
NAPZT, listening. NAPZT, clear.